Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on striving, striving against one's nafs, striving against shaitan, and striving against the physical enemy. Today's hadith, عن أبي عبد الله ويقال أبو عبد الرحمن ثوبان مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عليك بكثرة السجود فإنك لن تسجد لله سجدة إلا رفعك الله بها درجة وحط عنك بها خطيئة رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو عبد الله ثوبان رضي الله عنه, he is also known as Abu Abdurrahman Thuban, the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, you should perform abundant sajdas, abundant prostrations, by offering abundant salah. For surely every time you prostrate, every time you make sajda to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will elevate you by one daraja, one stage. And Allah Ta'ala will forgive you one of your sins. So every single time you make sajda, Allah Ta'ala is elevating you one stage, and Allah Ta'ala is forgiving you one sin, just by making sajda. This hadith can be better understood by another narration of Ma'adan ibn Talha radiallahu anhu, said, I came to Thawban radiallahu anhu. Thawban is the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's saying, I came to him, to Thawban radiallahu anhu, said, tell me of an action on account of which Allah Ta'ala will enter me into Jannah. Now look at the thinking of Sahaba. That they were always thinking, how I can get Jannah? What can I do to please Allah Ta'ala? How can I make my Akhirat? This was like a constant thought. Yesterday we did the hadith of Rabi'ah ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiallahu anhu, that he would be the attendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll bring the water there. He'll take care of whatever needs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that what do you want? Ask. So he said, I want your companionship in Jannah. Now he was a poor Sahabi. We did this, that he was a from the Ashabu Sufa. He was a poor Sahabi. But yet he didn't ask for anything of this world. He asked for Akhirat. And I want to have the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Akhirat. So this shows that this was the overwhelming thought in the minds of Sahaba. The overwhelming thought is, how I can make my Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala save us. But the overwhelming thought generally of us is how we can make our dunya. We have to keep changing our mind and let Akhirat be right in front of us. So anyway, this Sahabi Ma'adan ibn Talha radiallahu anhu said that I came to Thawban radiallahu anhu and said, tell me of an action on account of which Allah Ta'ala will enter me into Jannah. Or he said, tell me of the most beloved action to Allah Ta'ala. Thawban radiallahu anhu remained silent. He asked again, and Thawban radiallahu anhu remained silent. He asked for a third time, and Thawban radiallahu anhu remained silent. He said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this. It shows that this was also something that was in the mind of Thawban radiallahu anhu. This Sahabi that is coming to ask him, he is replying to him that I also had this question in my mind, and I also asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the question? Tell me of an action on account of which Allah Ta'ala will enter me into Jannah. Or the question was, tell me what is the most beloved action to Allah Ta'ala. So now, when he was asked the third time, this is the reply he gave. He said that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told me this hadith, which the hadith that we just did, that you should perform abundant prostration by offering abundant salah, for surely every time you make sajda to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will elevate you by one stage, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive you one of your sins. Therefore we should consider it a great, great, great privilege of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is allowing us to put our head down and to make sajda to Him. This is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many are there in the hospital beds that got back problems, that can't move, that have to lie down? How many can't put their head down onto the ground? And how many are there can't perform salah, or they don't even have the tawfiq of performing salah? This tawfiq of performing salah is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how fortunate is, over and above the faraz, Allah ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of performing nafil salah and putting our head down. Allah ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of putting our head down in tahajjud salat. What a great ni'mat this is. So we should never get carried away by what the people of the world got. We should look at this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do Allah, you're allowing me to perform nafil salat. over and above my Faras Salat, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. But this wealth is greater than all the wealth of the world put together. It can't reach even one sajda that Allah ta'ala gives a person, one accepted sajda that Allah ta'ala gives a person the tawfiq to make. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.